"The man is craven," Lord Hunter declared. "Stand and fight, coward!" Other voices echoed the sentiment. Catelyn looked at Sir Roderick. Her master-at-arms gave a curt shake of his head. "He wants to make Sir Varus chase him. The weight of arm and shield would tire even the strongest man." She had seen men practice at their swordplay near every day of her life, had viewed 50 tourneys in her time, but this was something different and deadlier, a dance where the smallest misstep meant death. And as she watched, the memory of another duel in another time came back to Catelyn Stark, as vivid as if it had been yesterday. They met in the lower bailey of Riverrun. When Brandon saw that Ptah wore only helm and breastplate and mail, he took off most of his armor. Ptah had begged her for a favor he might wear, but she had turned him away. Her lord father promised her to Brandon Stark, and so it was to him that she gave her token, a pale blue handscarf she had embroidered with the leaping chart of Riverrun. As she pressed it into his hand, she pleaded with him. "He is only a foolish boy, but I have loved him like a brother, and it would grieve me to see him die." And her betrothed looked at her with the cool grey eyes of a Stark, and promised to spare the boy who loved her.